Hello, friends. One of the biggest changes I've made over the past few years is regularly expressing gratitude. Gratitude is the highest frequency, which is why finding gratitude is such a coveted emotional state. And the ability to spread and share and express gratitude is powerful. In my 20s, I definitely took a lot for granted, including my relationships, and even my own life. During that time, I was always around people because I hated being with my own thoughts. And when I was around people, I was already dreading the time that the party would end. I did express a lot of gratitude around that time, and I remember it being expressed to me too, but I don't think it really counts when somebody's wrapping their arms around you and telling you how grateful they are when they're on three pills of Molly. But that situation created this weird paradox because it allowed me to fake this authenticity. But then when it came down to really needing a friend, it was hard to find someone, even just someone to come over when I was feeling down. And definitely not when it came down to helping me move or picking me up from the airport. That's marriage shit right there. So comparing then until now, I am so grateful for my support system, my real authentic friends and family. You can't know light without darkness, though, and you can't know true worthiness without the gift of feeling worthless at times. And I think it's harder to really recognize true friendship until you've had moments of feeling friendless. Another funny thing is I remember feeling resistance to showing gratitude when I was younger. Like I could feel myself tensing up. Maybe it was an ego thing or feeling like I can just do things on my own and I don't necessarily need other people. Maybe it was a fear of showing vulnerability or a softer side. But whatever it was hard for me. So I vowed a while ago to break my discomfort around showing gratitude, or really around spreading positivity in any moment. And the more I practice, the more I find myself seeking the things to be grateful for. And in turn, the more I find people show their gratitude towards me. And it all feels amazing. The more we express our gratitude to one another, the more willing we are to give to other people. When you express your gratitude to someone, you immediately raise that person's frequency, and then they are more likely to raise someone else's. On the flip side, when people feel unappreciated or taken for granted, that can also affect their feelings toward giving. Either way, it's a ripple effect. So today, show gratitude to someone in your life or someone who used to be in your life, even if it's as simple as being grateful that they exist. So maybe it's somebody from your past. Maybe it's a teacher that said something that really stuck with you, or an old friend that was there for you when you needed them, a boss that took a chance and gave you an opportunity, or even a landlord that gave you a break when your finances were tough. Notice when you do express your gratitude to somebody, how it makes you feel. Get in tune with your energy body. I notice that I feel dense and closed off whenever I feel judgment, but I feel expansive and almost floaty when I express gratitude. Feel the shifts. Try to bring awareness to your energy body when you do anything. Habits stick when we notice and acknowledge the rewards and the subtle changes that we get when we put in the work. So today, express your gratitude through a letter. You decide whether you send it or not, but I highly suggest sending it. This is one of those practices that, if it's not already a habit, I suggest you start to develop because showing gratitude creates friendships, deep friendships, and it opens doors of opportunity. When we're grateful, people become magnetized with our missions. And anything worth doing takes a village. I know we live in a society where there's this underlying notion that we've got to do it all ourselves and we've got to look out for number one. That's a lie. The phrase should be, you've got to look out for everyone. So let us know how it goes.